You're listening to SBS News.
South Australia is set to become the first state to criminalise the use of spit hoods, a controversial restraining device that's been a factor in some Aboriginal deaths in custody. A bill to ban their use passed the state's upper house unanimously, following a long campaign by the family of Wayne Fellamorrison. The 29-year-old Wiradjuri Wirangu Kokotha man died in the care of Adelaide's Yatala Labour Prison in 2016. South Australian SA Best MLC Connie Banaros acknowledged the family of Wayne Fellamorrison in Parliament. He was made to wear a spit hood and put in the back of a prison van after an altercation. He was pulled out unconscious 3 minutes later.
I'm sorry that you had to spend 1,822 days visualising Wayne's final moments, imagining how scared and how terrified he would have been.
Fella's bill, named in Mr. Morrison's honour, proposed legislation to prohibit the use of spit hoods in South Australia. The state's upper house unanimously voted in favour of the legislation, which also has the support of both major parties. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service has paid tribute to the family's tireless advocacy.
Following Wayne's death, his family have been staunch and dedicated advocates in pursuit of accountability for his death. And against systemic racism and black deaths in custody.
That's the service's executive officer, Jamie McConaughey, who has welcomed the steps towards legislating a ban on spit hoods, saying they've been notoriously involved in black deaths in custody.
Spit hoods are dangerous, they're humiliating, it's an archaic practice.
South Australia was the last jurisdiction to ban the use of spit hoods for children in 2019, following revelations in the Northern Territory over the mistreatment of inmates at Darwin's Dondale Youth Detention Centre. Ms McConaughey says the devices can still legally be used on adults in other parts of Australia.
And frighteningly, the use of these techniques, they still exist. They still legally exist in our country. The reality is this could happen to any of us.
SA Best MLC Connie Banaros championed Fella's bill.
There is nothing better than having a piece of legislation to say that under no circumstances will these restraints ever be able to be used again in our detention settings.
It will prohibit the use of spit hoods on people of all ages and impose criminal penalties with a maximum 2-year prison sentence.
There is finally consensus that this archaic, barbaric method of restraint is not acceptable for use on anyone of any age in any setting, not in a police cell, not in a court cell, not in a prison cell, and not even in a hospital ward. Not in a mental health detention facility or in the back of a transfer vehicle.
While a coronial inquest into Mr. Morrison's death is ongoing, Mr. Morrison's family says the bill has brought some accountability. Mr. Morrison's sibling, Latoya Rule, has spearheaded a campaign for a national ban on spit hoods.
Obviously, our family are so, so grateful to all those who have supported us over the last 5 years. There's been thousands of people across Australia, over almost 27,000 actually, who signed the petition into this ban.
Latoya Rule says the long-running inquest has prevented the family grieving.
From the moment that I saw my brother take his last breath, rather assisted breath because he was on life support. Since that moment, I haven't been able to process this traumatic event fully. And in the rest of my life's work, I'm sure that this will continue to come up and that I'll continue to find other ways to grieve.
The coronial inquest into the death of Mr. Morrison will hear its final submissions in Adelaide this week. Peter Doherty, SBS News.